I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News, and this is Valley Focus. Joining me today is my dear friend Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Lisa.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Lots of stuff has been happening over the past couple of weeks. I know that paper is full of stories today. So what do you want to share with us? So,
you're right. There is a lot in there, but there's a few things that we're going to talk about. First, we'll talk about SNAP, right? Mm-hmm. So today's paper, there's an article in there, and we've been hearing about it all over the place. But this one is taking a look at some of the board, Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, mm-hmm. who were really proactive in getting out there and doing community outreach efforts to in anticipation of building donation campaigns for the food pantries, knowing that if there's this gap in benefits that are going to come out, that there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be looking at, you know, putting something on their table.
Exactly.
You know, one of the initiatives is posting QR codes at businesses like Great Harvest, enabling customers to scan that in and make a donation directly to a food pantry. They were also encouraging people to post the 15-page list that the county made available for all of the places that you can go for food to help, you know, put something in your tummy. So that URL is also posted in the story.
Good.
But the other thing is, you know, Winnebago County right away also made a financial contribution to the food pantries. Mm-hmm. You know, during this, shall we call it a shutdown, totaling $40,000 through its human services department. And the funding included $5,000 each for the Amarillo Community Food Pantry, as well as the Winnebago County Community Foundation. And then $10,000 each for St. Joseph Food Program, Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, and the Salvation Army. So those funds have already went out there.
So many people are coming out and saying, look, let's help our neighbors because, yes. You know.
The grassroots and the community outreach is just phenomenal. There's been times that we see this locally, you know, we might be able to go back to, you know, almost 9/11 when people really became that community aware. Mm-hmm. I belong to Kiwanis and we had a sandwich making day and filled the Hope Fridge, and it's, you know, they're very active on Facebook as well for the Hope Fridge. And they're saying, you know, it gets filled and emptied several times a day. But the good thing is that it is getting filled by different organizations and families several times a day, where that is there for people to take it. There's no judgment, right? If you're hungry and you need something, you go and get it. There's no form or intake or anything like that. You just, you know, and there's typically, there's people waiting, right? Yeah. So I read yesterday, someone put half gallons of milk in the food pantry, Hope Fridge,
Yeah.
You know, so those types of things are just, they're heartwarming. You know, people need that. You know, the different things that people are coming up with to help is just phenomenal. And it shows you what a great community we live in.
We really do. Oshkosh has really stepped up to the plate, mm-hmm. to take care of our neighbors who have less.
Exactly. And if you have elderly neighbors who typically would be receiving those too, check on them, because they might not be able to get down to the Hope Fridge or to a pantry. But
right.
Double check on them and make sure that, you know, there's something in their fridge as well that they're able to not go hungry.
Exactly. Exactly.
Food insecurity is no fun.
No, it's not. And you know, we're journalists, so we don't make a whole heck of a lot of money. So I know,
Truth.
You know, I remember my salad days when there was nothing. And, you know, food insecurity is a very tough thing to go through, especially if you have a family. So what else do we have in the paper? We've spent a lot of time on SNAP, but I know you've got other stories.
So this is very cool, and it's kind of along the same line, but different. So there is an exhibit that is coming to UWO on November 13th, and it starts at 5 o'clock, and it is an exhibit called When the Ends Don't Meet. And this is by two classes that are over at UWO. So When the Ends Meet features an exhibit created and designed by UWO students in two experiential learning courses, Telling Stories for Fun, Profit, and World Peace with Grace Lim, who of course is also the Humans of Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. That's been going on for about 10 years. And that's kind of the impetus of when this project started. And so there's that. And then lecture in the University Studies program, Sex, Power, and Policy with Amber Luzfardi, who's an associate professor of political science. So the students in the Telling Stories class for Fun, Profit, and World Peace spent time during the semester documenting stories of individuals throughout. And then on the other side, taking a look at policies on how government and so forth can set policies to remove the gap, right, on hunger. And as a bonus, author Stephanie Land is also going to be the keynote speaker at this event. Now, if you've ever watched Made, which became a Netflix series, she is the author of Made. Gotcha. So she has lived experience. So she will be there during this day to talk about hunger and the different things that she has learned in her lifetime. So that, I think I said that, what is that? November 13th.
November 13th, yep.
So remember that, November 13th, 5 p.m. And it's at the Culver Center at UWO. So easy access. There's parking right there and stuff. I'm really actually looking forward to that event. I think it's going to be very eye-opening and informative.
This story is in today's Oshkosh
Herald.
And we can pick that up where?
That is available at Piggly Wiggly, Festival Foods, most of the coffee houses downtown, as well as the BPs and Quick Trips around town.
And I know that you can get it online as well.
OshkoshHerald.com.
Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. Have a great day.
This is Valley Focus, a production of WISS News.